so true.
弟兄所讲的是真实的。
我们不要绕圈子。
We don't take the roundabout.
We press on.
我们应该继续向努力向前。
Forgetting the things behind, pressing onward to the things which are before.
我们忘记背后，努力面前，要得到基督所得着我们的。
Okay, today let's continue on our study on the book of Colossians.
我们今天继续来学习哥罗西书。
Let's turn our Bible to Colossians chapter 1.
我们来翻哥罗西书第一章。
Verse 27 to 29.
第二十七节到二十九节。
Okay, we have some verses to read, so let's prepare ourselves.
我们要读很多经节，所以我们要预备好。
So, verse 27 to 29. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man, teaching every man in all wisdom.That we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily.
哥罗西书一章二十七节到二十九节，神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝解个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全地引到神面前。我也为此劳苦，照着他在我里面运用的大能尽心竭力。
okay, Chapter 2 verse 1 to 10.
第二章第一节到第十节。
I hope when we read it in Chinese, we read it all together. Okay.
一起，我们读中文的时候，我们一起来读。
Okay. For I would that ye knew that great conflict I have for you, and for them that are at Laodicea, and for us many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all the riches of the full assurance.Of understanding to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Verse 4. For this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ.As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, as walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Verse 8. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness.Of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in Him, which is the head of all principalities and power.
我们一起来读第二章的第一节到第十节。我愿意你们晓得，我为你们和老底家人，并一切没有与我亲自见面的人，是何等的尽心竭力，要叫他们的心得安慰，因爱心互相联络。以致丰丰足足的在悟性中有充足的信心、
嗯、
使他们真知神的奥秘就是基督所积蓄的一切智慧知识都在他里面藏着、
嗯、
我说这话免得有人用花言巧语迷惑你们我身子虽与你们相离心却与你们同在见你们循规蹈矩信基督的心也坚固我就欢喜了你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行，在他里面生根建造，
嗯、
信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，
嗯、
感谢的心也更增长了。
Amen.
你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的理学和虚空的妄言，不照着基督，乃照人间的遗传和世上的小学，
嗯、
就把你们掳去。因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面你们在他里面也得了丰盛他是各样执政掌权者的元首
Okay, let's say further word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, this morning, as we come before your presence,
主，今天早上我们来到你同在的面前。
We humble ourselves down.
我们在你面前谦卑。
Lord, we know that without your revelation, we are naive. We don't know about your word.
我们没有你的启示，我们是这样的天真，不知道你的真理。
Therefore, we humble ourselves before you.
所以我们在你面前谦卑。
We only say, Lord, speak, Lord, for your servant listen.
主，请你讲，你的仆人静听。
This we pray in the most precious name.
我们奉最宝贵的名祷告。
Amen. Last time I shared with you concerning we need spiritual growth in life.
上一次我分享到我们需要属灵里的成长。
A lot of times we feel that after we got saved, then we are so assured of heaven.
我们得救以后，我们觉得说我们已经有我们已经可以进到天堂。
But that is not God's purpose.
但是那不是神的目的。
You know, 2 weeks ago, Brother Philip gathered all the high schoolers, the college, and even middle schools.
两个星期前，中弟兄把高中生和大学生聚集在一起。
And they told and Brother Philip that tell us of his story, his testimony.
中弟兄就把他自己的见证分享给大家。
That he is saved in Taiwan.
他说在台湾
he was raised up in an evangelical church.
他是在一个浸信会
No, evangelical.
他在福音派的聚会里面聚会
And the main focus of that church is that we need to be saved.
那个聚会的重点就是我们一定要得救
And everybody, we need to preach the gospel.
每个人都要传福音
That is right.
这是正确的
But that's the only the first step.
但是这是第一步
After we got saved, we are living stones.
我们被得救之后，我们就是那个活石。
But God's purpose is that He had a builded house.
但是神的目的是要在上面建造一个房屋。
This living stone needs to come together.
这个活石要被摆在一起。
Through the love of God, we come together.
借着神的爱，我们来到一起。
Build up as God's house.
我们被建造起来，成为神的灵宫。
That the church might be His testimony here on earth.
使神的教会在地上成为他的见证。
This is God's eternal purpose.
这就是神永远的目的。
So today this is also our purpose in life.
这也是我们生活的目的。
We need to have spiritual discernment that we may grow in life.
使我们的属灵里面有判断，我们可以在生命里面成长。
So last time I shared with you who God. The first thing is we need to know who God is.
上一次我讲到，我们需要知道神是谁。
I share with you a lot of names in the Old Testament.
我跟你们分享到旧约里面关于神的很多的名字。
That he is he is Elohim.
他是一个全能的神。
He is God.
他是
神。
他是神。
Oh, he is the Jehovah Jireh.
他是供应的神。
The Lord who provides.
他是那个提供应的神。
He is El Roy.
他是。
The God who the Lord who watches over us.
他是那个看顾人的神。
He is a Jehovah Nissi.
他是那个耶和华尼西。
Yeah, he is our banner.
他是我们的旌旗。
He is El Elyon. He is God Almighty.
他是全能的神。
So great is He that He is greater than all the evil powers combined.
他这样子的全能，他比所有黑暗的势力都大。
He is bigger than all our problems combined.
他比所有执政掌权加一块都要 有力量。
So today, if we want to experience him, first we need to know who he is.
所以我们需要知道神是谁。
It's just when you go and buy a car.
就像你去买一辆车子。
You need to know how good this car is.
你需要知道这个车子好不好。
In order it will work for you.
是不是能够为你工作。
Today we need to know who God is.
我们今天需要知道神是谁。
We need to have that desire. Lord, I just want to know you more.
我们今天需要说，我们主，我就要知道你是谁，我需要更多认识你。
And because of time constraint, I failed to speak the second point.
因为上次时间有限，我忘记了讲第二点，我没有讲到第二点。
Firstly, we need to know who God is.
第一点，我们需要知道神是谁。
Secondly, we need to know how God operates.
第二点，我们需要知道神运行的法则。
You know, last week, our brother Bor shared with us.
上一次，伯弟兄向我们分享。
And it really, you know, hit me.
他实在是摸到我。
Many times after becoming a Christian for so many years,
当我们成为基督徒很多年以后
，we started to serve God in our human ways.
我们开始又照着我们人的办法来服侍神。
And Brother Bor used the example of King David.
伯弟兄就用大卫的例子。
King David is a person who loves God.
大卫王非常爱神。
He desires the presence of God.
他渴慕神的同在。
So he decided after he became king, he decided to put the Ark of the Covenant to his city, the city of David.
他成为王之后，他希望把神的约柜能够放到大卫城里面。
But the thing is, he doesn't know how to do it.
但是他不知道该怎么样做。
So he used his human way to do it.
所以他就用人的办法来解决。
He put the ark of the covenant on the cart.
他就把那个约柜放在牛车上。
Which we know it shouldn't be the way.
我们知道这是不应该的。
The ark of the covenant is bear by four priests.
那个约柜是应该用四个祭司来肩。
In other words, it's bear by priest. God's testimony is bear by priest.
神的约柜是用神的是用祭司来扛抬的。
Not by a cart.
不是用牛车来不是用牛车来抬的。
So when the cart went through at the threshing floor of Nacon. The threshing floor of Nacon.
当那个车子来到那个当那个车子来到那个打谷场的时候
，Then it was so unstable. The Bible says it shook.
当它就开始摇动起来。
Then Uzzah, in for his good heart,
乌撒出于他的好心
，He said, "Take hold of the ark of the covenant."
他就开始扶那个约柜
，for the purpose of not letting that ark fall.
是为了让那个约柜不倒下来。
And the Bible says, because of that error, Uzzah died.
因着那个错误，乌撒就被击杀。
And David was so afraid.
大卫王是这样子的害怕。
You know, when I look into the Hebrew means of afraid is,
当希伯来文的害怕
it means it's a very positive, you know, reverence for God.
这里的害怕是指对神的一个积极的敬畏。
He started to know.
他开始知道。
You might love God.
你可以爱神。
But you need to know His ways.
但你需要知道他的道路。
A lot of times in our service, we use human ways to do God's service.
很多时候，在我们服侍神的办法呢，我们是用人的服侍神的路上，我们是用人的办法。
Worst comes to worst when in certain churches.
最糟糕的事情在有些聚会里面。
Sometimes in the choosing of the elders and putting in people in the service.
当他们来选择长老来放到聚会里面，放到服侍里面的时候。
They feel like he should have experience.
他们觉得他应该有经验。
He should have financial backup.
他应该有财力
and other things.
他还有其他的条件。
This is really a slap on God's face.
这实在是在神的面上。
It is an insult.
这对神是个侮辱。
God doesn't need your money.
神是不需要我们钱的。
In God's work, there's only one thing that is needed.
在神的事神的服事上只有一件事情。
God should be in the midst.
神在当中。
You know, sometimes when we have our so-called service meeting.
当我们在服事聚会的时候
and we will say, who agree on this matter?
我们说谁能够在这件事情上同意
In other words, we feel like if majority rules, then the service will be complete, will be perfect.
如果说大部分都同意的话那这件事情就好了
Brothers and sisters, in the world today, in politics, majority rules.
今天在政治上是大多数人同意
But in God's way, God rules.
在神的路上是神来做王掌权
Today, when we had in our service,
今天在我们的服事里
It is just a reminder to me and each and every one of us who are in service.
这对我和对在服事中的弟兄姊妹是个提醒
We need to pray.
我们需要祷告
Not only because it's a practice.
这不是一个实际
We need to pray to seek God's guidance.
我们需要祷告来寻求神的带领
Lord, what do you want us to do?
主你要我们做什么
We, and I believe if we seek God's heart, God will speak to us.
如果我们寻求神，神会向我们说话。
Don't use our human ways.
不要用人的办法。
That's why King David said, "Who will ascend to his holy hill?"
所以大卫说，谁能够登上他的圣山呢
？In other words, how could we, you know, be do this service?
换句话说，谁能够来做这个服事呢
？Even in our family life.
甚至在我们家庭生活里。
You know, in we are the children of God.
我们是神的儿女。
We raise our children according to what God wants us to do.
我们照着神的办法，照着神的旨意来带领我们的儿女。
Therefore, if some issue comes up in our life,
所以当生活中有问题的时候
，we need to lead our children to pray.
我们要带着孩子来祷告。
We need to pray, Lord, what does God want us to do?
我们要问神要我们做什么。
Surely there might be some conflict.
这里如果有一些冲突
，but children will say, how come other people do it and we don't do it?
孩子们会说，为什么别人可以这样做，我不能这样做
？Today we need to raise them up.Properly.
我们需要照着神的旨意来带领养育他们
letting them know that we are a different group of people.
我们需要让他们知道说我们跟别人不一样
We are a royal priesthood.
我们是个君尊的祭司
We are a peculiar people.
我们是神特选的子民
Today we are
神的子民
It's not that because we ourselves in this nature special. We are not special.
不是说我们照着天然是属于特殊的人
Today we are special because That person in us is special.
我们今天特殊是因为在我们里面的那个人特殊。
Because Christ in us, the hope of glory is special.
因为基督在我们里面成了那个荣耀的盼望，基督是特殊的。
Therefore, it makes us also special.
所以让我们成为特别的人。
And the way we do things are special also.
所以我们做事情也是特别的。
We need to explain it to our children.
我们需要跟孩子们解释。
And we need to remind ourselves of who God is.
我们需要提醒我们神是谁。
That we might not commit the same kind of mistake in this in fallen Christianity.We might not commit a mistake.
Oh, so 我们和那个不是在基督教里犯同样的错误。
Today, may the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神向我们有怜悯。
We have this kind of desire to know about Him.
让我们有这个渴慕来爱认识他。
And to know how He operates.
要知道他是怎样运行的。
And more than that, we need to put that into practice.
而且要把它放在实行里面。
So our brother already mentioned.
弟兄已经提到过
Not only we have the knowledge,
不光我们有这个知识
the Paul the apostle said we need to reckon
保罗说我们要认识
we need to reckon means to say
算作
we need to remind ourselves
我们需要提醒我们自己
we need to say this is what God wants
这是神所要的
and the third point which is most important
第三点是更重要的
we need to yield
我们需要顺服
We need to yield to the master.
我们需要顺服我们的主人
Today I'm not the master.
今天我不是那个主人
What I say doesn't really matter.
我说什么不算数
What God say does matter.
神说了才算数
We need to yield to him, the master of all.
我们需要顺服我们的主
Now we come to chapter 2.
我们来到第二章
Verse 1 says,
第一节
For I would that ye knew that there is a great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea.
我愿意你们晓得我为你们和老底家人是何等的尽心竭力。
Paul, the apostle Paul has very deep concern concerning the saints in Colossae and Laodicea.
那个保罗对老底家人是非常的担心。
And what is this concern?
这个忧虑是什么呢
？Firstly, we can see it in verse 4.
第四节。
He said, "Lest any man should beguile you with enticing words."
是免得有人用花言巧语迷惑你们。
Then verse 8.
第八节。
Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of man, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ.
恐怕有人用他的理学和虚空的妄言，不照着基督，乃照着人间的遗传和世上的小学，把你们掳去。
A lot of time at that time, a lot of false teaching started to creep into the church of Colossae.
在那个时候，有很多的异教传到进到教会里面去。
And some of the saints start to fall for it.Start to fall for this false teaching.
有的时候，有的人已经开始成了那个这个异教的俘虏。
Oh, okay, and one of the false teaching is Gnosticism.
有一个叫诺斯底。
Gnosticism came from the word gnosis.
这个词是从 gnosis 来的。
I hope the young people you need to read the Greek. It's very you know meaningful.
这是希望年轻人你们来读这个希腊文，这是非常有意思的一个。
Gnosis means knowledge.
这个词的意思是知识。
And this kind of a false teaching says that all matters, tangible matters, are evil.
所有能够摸到的物质的东西都是坏的。
Including our physical body.
包括我们的身体。
And in order for us to be saved,
我们如果想要得救
is the possession of knowledge.
需要有知识。
This is a false teaching.
这是一个异教。
It's a heretical teaching.
这是一个异端。
They try to separate the human body or the body or things that are matter from spiritual.
他们需要把我们的身体和我们的灵分开来。
So when the church starting to preach the gospel,
当教会来传福音的时候
saying that God became flesh and tabernacled among us,
当神成为肉身住在我们中间的时候
they reject such kind of a teaching.
他们就拒绝这个教导。
Those false teachers said that even though Jesus came into the flesh, it's not really flesh, it is spiritual.
虽然这个基督成为肉身来到我们中间，这不是真正的肉身，而只是一个灵里面。
So they try to separate the flesh and the spirit.
所以他们就把这个肉体和灵分开来。
And this has a very bad effect on people.
这对人是一个非常坏的影响。
Because they started to become immoral.
它就变成了非常的败，道德上的败坏。
Why? Why? Because they started to what? They do not take reverence or they do not take responsibility on the things which they did.
这样他们就可以对他们做的事情不再负责任。
They feel like since it is my body who did it, so it doesn't really concern me.
既然是我自己的身体做的，这跟我就没有关系了。
Because one day my body will be destroyed and my soul will go to heaven.
有一天我的身体会被破坏，我的灵会到神那里去。
But it is not so.
弟兄姊妹，这不是这样子的。
Yes, our physical body will be destroyed.
是的，我们的身体会被破坏。
And one day we have this glorious body when God comes back.
当神来的时候，我们会有一个荣耀的身体。
But
但是
everything we do is we will hold responsible.
但是我们所做的每一件事情，我们都要负责。
Because the Bible tells us.
因为圣经说
when Christ comes back.
当基督回来的时候
we will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
我们都要在基督台前显明出来。
And all that we did.We will take a hold of be responsible for that.
我们所做的每一件事情，我们都要负责。
So today, brothers and sisters, everything you did today.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天所做的每一件事情。
We will take account when the Lord comes back.
我们都要神基督回来的时候，我们都要负责任。
That's why should we be so careful with our daily living?
这就为什么我们为每天的生活要这样的小心。
We should live like what God wants us to live.
我们要像我们活的要像神想让我们活的样式。
Because one day we will take account.
因为有一天我们需要算账。
So today we need to know who God is and how He operates.
所以我们要知道神是谁，要知道他是怎样运行的。
And we need to beware of such kind of false teaching going around the churches today.
我们也需要知道说有这样的异教在教会里面运行。
So I heard that one kind of teaching that in the so-called modern false teaching.
有一种叫现代的异教。
And they said that you know God forgives.
说到神是赦免的神。
So whatever I do, He will forgive.
不管我做什么，他都赦免。
It sounds like well, what's happening to the time of Paul.
就好像就是
保罗
的时候，好像是这样子的。
Yes, God forgives.
是的，神赦免。
But it means to say we need to repent of our sins.
但是我们需要来悔改我们的罪。
Turn away from our evil works and come back to God.
我们从我们的恶行里面回转回来
but,
回到神面前。
But if we continue to do this evil works,
如果我们继续在我们的恶行里面
then forgiveness of sin does not apply anymore.
但那个罪的赦免就不再有效了。
So may the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神向我们有怜悯。
So then following after chapter verse 1,
当在第一节以后
Paul starts to show us what kind of character a person has or should the church have in order to stand against those all kinds of false teaching.
所以保罗就说教会所需要的特点是什么能够站得对这些异教能够站得住。
There are at least six characters here.
这里有六个特点。
Let's start with verse 2.
第二节。
It says in part 1 that their hearts might be comforted.
他们的心能够得安慰。
Their hearts might be comforted.
他们的心能够得安慰。
In other words, their heart might be encouraged.
他们的心能够得到激励。
Every time we talk about the heart,
当我们讲到心的时候
the first thing that comes into our mind is our feelings.
第一个让我们想起来的事情就是我们的感觉，我们的情感。
Yes, our heart includes our emotion.
是的，我们的心包括我们的情感。
But it is more than that.
但是比这个要多。
You know, all of us know that human body has three parts.
我们都知道我们的身体有三部分
the body, the soul, and the spirit.
我们的灵魂体
our soul includes the mind, emotion, and will.
我们的魂包括我们的思想我们的意志
and our spirit includes the intuition, the fellowship, and our conscience.
我们的灵包括我们的直觉我们的良心和我们的交通
But in the Bible, it always says that and the heart of man and God's heart. What does it really mean?
圣经里总是讲到人的心和神的心这里代表什么呢
what is really that heart consists?
这个心到底包括什么呢
It consists the mind, the emotion, and the will, and the conscience.
这里包括我们的心思我们的意念我们的良心
So for a heart to be proper, to be encouraged, to be comforted.
所以让我们的心能够是正常的能够是得安慰的能够是激励的
Firstly, we need to have a renewed mind.
我们需要有一个更新的心智
If our mind is not renewed,Then it affects our emotion.
如果我们的心智没有更新，会影响到我们的情感。
Look at today's world; their emotions is run wild.
我们今天的这个世界的情感是非常的就是
very wild.
就是好像不受管制了。
Oh, it's uncontrollable.
是不能够受控制的。
They just do whatever they want to do.
他们想做什么就做什么。
As they feel okay, then they do it.
他们觉得可以，他们就去做。
It seems like there is no guidance.
看起来好像是没有任何的引领。
But we Christians, we are different.
但是我们基督徒是不一样的。
That day when we got saved,
那一天当我们得救的时候
this corrupt mind became a renewed mind.
今天我们这个败坏的心思变成了一个更新的心思。
A mind that thinks how God thinks.
我们想所神所想的
This is how God thinks.
这是神所想的
So when our mind is renewed,
当我们的心智更新的时候
Then it has a domino effect.
就会有一个 domino 的影响
Then our emotions start to love God.
我们的情感就会去来爱神。
Before we don't know anything about God.
以前我们对神没有认识。
But that day when we got saved.
当在我们得救的那一天。
God started to reveal Himself to us.
神就向我们启示。
And our heart is touched by the love of God.
我们心就被神的爱所
触摸。Then our emotions start to be proper emotion.
我们的情感就变得正常。
We dare not do anything against the God who loves us.
我们不敢做得罪神的事情。
There is a fear of God in our hearts.
在我们里面有一个敬畏神的心。
Then thirdly, we have a determined will.
我们第三点，我们有一个决定的意志。
A will that is determined to do the will of God.
有一个意志是要来做神的旨意。
Lastly, we had a clear conscience.
我们有一个清洁的良心。
Before we are saved, our conscience is like seared with a hot iron.
以前我们的良心是被热烙铁烙惯了。
In other words, doesn't have any feeling anymore.
以前是没有任何感觉的。
But after we got saved,
当我们得救以后
，this conscience becomes so sensitive.
我们的良心是这样的敏感。
Just a little thing you did wrong, up, start to pump.
我们做错一点事情，我们里面就会有感觉。
One time I had a real conflict with a brother.
有一次我跟我一个弟兄有冲突。
Oh, immediately when I put the phone down.
当我把电话放下的时候。
I start to cry.
我就开始哭了。
Even though I insist that I'm right.
虽然我坚持我是对的。
But some things, you know, just the Lord said, call back.
那主在我里面说把电话打回去。
But it's too late, so I called the next morning.
那时候已经很晚了，所以我第二天早上打的。
The next morning is a Sunday.
第二天早上是星期天。
I start to repent and say, "Brother, I'm wrong. I'm sorry."
我就跟弟兄说，弟兄，对不起，我错了。
This is a heart that has been comforted, encouraged.
这是个被安慰、被激励的心。
Today you want to have a person or a church that can stand against all kinds of false teaching. You need to have an encouraged heart.
你今天如果想要教会能够站得住，需要有一个被激励的心。
You need to have a renewed mind.
你需要有一个更新的心智。
A proper emotion.
需要有一个正常的情感。
A determined will.
需要有一个坚定的意志。
And a clear conscience.
需要有一个清洁的良心。
Secondly.
第二点。
It says here that be and comforted and being knitted together in love.
因爱心互相联络。
After we become the children of God,
当我们成为神的儿女以后
Paul very specified, especially concerning the church.
当这保罗对在这里教会有一个特别的要求
The character of the church,
这个教会的特点
Or the church that should testify,
这个能够做见证的教会
To testify the oneness,
是见证那个合一
Let's read First Corinthians 1:10.
我们来一起来读哥林多前书第一章第十节
It says here in 1:10.I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment.
弟兄们，我借着我们主耶稣基督的名，劝你们都说一样的话，你们中间也不可分党，只要一心一意，彼此相合。
You know, not only we need to know, have a good heart.
我们不光是要有一个好的心。
This heart.Need to be one with one another.
我们这个心要和别的弟兄姊妹要合一。
You know, the church in Corinth is a very gifted church.
哥林多教会是一个非常不同的教会。
Gifted, 有恩赐。
非常有恩赐的教会。
Yes, different kind of gift.
他们有不同的恩赐。
Gift of speaking, gift of healing, gift of speaking in tongues, so on and so forth.
他们可以说方言，他们有口才。
But the problem is there's so much division among them.
但是他们中间有非常的纷争。
So Paul.Try to encourage them.
所以保罗在这里都激励他们。
That you should speak of one thing, have only one judgment.
你们需要有一心一意。
But how do we have accomplished this oneness?
我们怎么才能够达到这个合一呢
？You know, when we just by the looks of us, we are so different.
看看我们的外表，我们是这样子的不一样。
We are different in race.
我们不同的种族。
We are different in language.
我们语言也不一样。
We have different in culture.
我们文化也不一样。
Even China, a lot of you from China, you have different regions.
在中国也有不同的地区。
You have different concept of doing things.
在做事情的观念也不一样。
But how can we be one?
我们怎么可能合一
？But in the world today, we are different.
在世界上我们是完全不一样的。
And there is divisions.
而且有纷争。
But in the church, there is oneness.
在教会里面是有合一。
Why?
为什么呢
When we turn to Psalms 133 verse 1,
当我们来翻到诗篇133篇
it says, Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in oneness.
看那弟兄和睦同居是何等的善何等的美
Let me read to you, okay?
我们一起 来翻到诗篇133篇
It says here, It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, and went down to the skirts of his garments.
就好比贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上，流到胡须，又流到他的衣襟。
How could the brethren be one?
弟兄姊妹怎么能够合一
？Because of the oil that is poured upon the Aaron's head down to the skirts of his garments.
是因为那个贵重的油浇在亚伦头上，流到了衣襟。
What is this oil?
这个油是什么
？Brothers, what is this oil? Can anyone tell me?
弟兄姊妹，这个油是什么
？The Holy Spirit.
就是这个圣灵。
In other words, for the church to be one.
换句话说，让教会成为一。
Each and every one of us should be subject to the leadership of the Holy Spirit.
每一个人都要服从于圣灵的带领。
In other words, we need to walk by the Spirit.
我们需要在顺着圣灵而行。
Not according to tradition.
不是照着传统。
Not according to fashion or culture.
不是照着文化，不是照着习俗。
Today we only had one culture.
我们只有一个文化。
Which is God's culture.
就是神的文化。
We are subject ourselves, submissive ourselves to the working of the Holy Spirit.
我们需要顺服于圣灵的带领和工作。
If each and every one of us is subject to the Spirit,
每一个人都要顺服于圣灵。
Then oneness is what is shown or manifested.
这个合一就能够被彰显出来。
And the result,
这个结果。
And the result of this oneness, there is love.Being expressed.
这个合一的结果就是爱被彰显出来。
Love is the super glue that put us together.
这个爱就是把我们和带在一起的一个那个胶水。
We are one because of the Holy Spirit.
我们合一是因着圣灵。
Because we have the same life.
我们有同样的生命。
But to cause this oneness to go on.
让这个合一能够继续下去的。
We need the love of God.
我们需要神的爱。
It is the love. Let me say it again. The love is the super glue to put us together.
那个爱是把我们合在一块的那个胶水。
Without the love of God.
没有这个神的爱。
We go back to our old man.Of life.
我们就回到我们以前的生活。
We need to continue to say what we want to say, and we insist on our own opinion.
我们会坚持我们自己的意见，我们会说想说什么就说什么。
But when we have the love of God,
当我们有神的爱的时候
，we are willing to what set aside what we want.
我们就会把我们想要的放下
，and reach out to the people who needs it.
我们去照顾那个需要被照顾的人。
Right? Is that the reason?
是不是这样呢
？We need to love one another.
我们需要彼此相爱。
To such an extent, we need to speak the truth.
我们需要在爱里说诚实话。
You know, to speak the truth in love is one of the hardest things, I tell you.
在爱里说诚实话是非常难的事情。
To tell people, oh, you are so good, is so easy.
跟人讲你很好，这很容易。
Because people desire, you know, acknowledgement.
因为人是需要被认知的。
But people doesn't want what correction.
但是人都不喜欢被矫正。
If one day I correct you,
如果有一天我矫正你
，I promise you.
我保证你。
Every time I come, you run away from me.
我每次到你那里，你都会逃跑。
Because we don't want correction.
因为我们不希望被矫正。
But when we try to use the parents and the relationship of parents and children,
当说到父母和儿女的关系
，Why does parents correct us?
为什么我们的父母要矫正我们
？Because they love us.
因为他们爱我们。
It doesn't really when you are an outsider.
你是外面的人的时候
，You do a lot of wrong things.
你做很多错的事情。
Your parents doesn't, the parents doesn't correct them.
如果父母不矫正他们
，Because they have no relationship.
因为那里没有关系。
But when you are a child of God,
当你是神的儿女
，We correct them.
我们会矫正他们
，Because we love them.
因为我爱他们。
And this is exactly the relationship between our brothers and sisters.
是弟兄姊妹之间也是这样的关系。
We love them because of the love that is in the church today.
我们爱他们是因为这个爱在教会里面。
God also loves us.
神也爱我们。
They love God loves us. That's why God corrects us.
神爱我们，所以神来矫正我们。
There is the discipline of God.
有神的管教在这里面。
So firstly, we need to have the knowledge of have a perfect heart, a heart that is encouraged.
所以首先我们要有一个心是被激励的、被鼓励的心。
Secondly, we need that oneness in the Holy Spirit.
我们需要在圣灵里面的合一。
It continues on with the love of God.
用神的爱来继续。
Number three.
第三点。
It says here, unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ.
以致丰丰足足在悟性中有充足的信心，使他们真知道神的奥秘就是基督。
Seems complicated, right?
看起来好像很
复杂。Sometimes when I read this verse, I have my tongue got twisted.
有的时候我读起来的时候，我舌头都绞在一块。
But really, what it means to say?
这里是在说什么呢
？Is our heart is settled?
我们的心已经确定下来。
That in Christ's deity,
在基督的神性里面
，He is sufficient.
他已经完全了。
To meet all our needs.
他能够完全满足我的需要。
Let me say it again.
让我再说一遍。
To what? To have our heart is settled.
我们的心已经有确信。
That we have this knowledge.
我们有这个知识。
That Christ is in His deity.
基督在他神性里面
He is sufficient to meet all our needs.
他能够完完全全满足我的需要。
Today, brothers and sisters, we need to have this knowledge.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天需要有这个知识。
May God reveal this thing to us.
愿神把这个启示给我们。
That Christ in His deity
基督在他神性里面
is sufficient enough to meet all our needs.
他能够完完全全满足我们一切的需要。
That's why Paul said,
这就是保罗说
Not that we are sufficient of ourselves,
不是我们自己能够做什么
But our sufficiency is of God.
是神使我能够做什么
We need to have this acknowledgement.
我们需要有这个知识
Secondly, we need to have the assurance.
我们需要有这个确信
Assurance comes by faith.
这个确信是从信心来的
We live by faith, not by sight.
我们是凭信而活不是
凭眼见 A lot of times we felt like, yeah, according to doctrine, God is able.
根据教导神是能做
But is he really able?
但是他真的能吗
In this kind of situation, is he really able to fulfill my needs?
在这个情况里，神真的能够满足我的需要吗
Today, brothers and sisters, not only we need to know, we need to have the assurance by faith that he is able to fulfill our needs.
所以我们不光要知道，而且要在信心里面充足的知道，说他能够满足我们一切的需要。
And thirdly, when we yield to God,
当我们顺服神的时候
，He says here unto all riches.
这里说是丰丰足足。
Not it means to say we can attain all the riches.
我们可以得到所有的丰富。
What God has revealed to us.
神所向我们启示的。
Is experienced by us.
是我们可以经历的。
In other words, I will say it in other words.
我们换个角度讲。
We not only know Christ objectively.
我们不光是客观的认识神。
We have experienced Christ in our subjective manner.
我们是在主观里面来认识神。
Christ is no longer what a doctrine to us.
基督不再只是一个教训。
Christ is so real, so real to us.
基督对我们是这样子的真实。
That's why in Colossians 3, verse 16.
所以在哥罗西书三章十六节。
He said, we are able to speak one to another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs.
所以我们可以用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说。
Because of the experience.
因着这样的一个经历。
There is an outflow of life.
在我们里面有个流露出来的生命。
There is an outflow of life that when we speak one to another in psalms and hymns, spiritual songs.
所以在我们彼此说话的时候，我们就用诗章、颂词、灵歌来彼此说话。
You know, when I always remember when I was very young.
当我小的时候。
We came. I belong to a church that is so small.
我是在一个很小的教会。
About less than 100 people.
不到100人。
But there is a characteristic of the young people there.
但是那个年轻人有一个特点
They love the Lord.
他们都爱神
They love to pursue the Lord.
他们愿意的追求神
Every time on a so-called Bible study
每一次查经的时候
When the older brothers start to teach
当年长的弟兄开始教导的时候
I tell you, you can hear a pin drop.
你能够听见那个针掉在地上
Everybody is listening and absorbing everything that is taught.
每一个人都在听都在吸收所讲的东西
So when they come to the meeting
所以当他们来教会的时候
Oh, there's a lot of sharing
有很多的分享
One after the other
每一个都在分享
It seems like this message become what? Today become not only objective but subjective
这个信息不再是客观的是主观的
And there is a thing in their mind
在他们头脑里面
What I learned I want to apply in my daily living
我所学的我也要应用到我生活里面去
That's why Christ is so living to us
对这个基督成为这样子一个活的
And more than that
不光如此
When they come together they start to sing
他们在一块儿的时候，他们就开始唱歌。
No, not everybody can play the piano.
不是每个人都可以弹琴。
But you know the saints in the field, they love to play the guitar.
他们都喜欢弹吉他。
When the guitar play, everybody just start to sing.
当那个弹吉他人开始弹的时候，每个人都开始唱歌。
You know, one time we went to Taiwan.
有一次我们去台湾。
To visit the churches.
拜访教会。
And you know, we are very young and we don't really know a lot of give good.What we call sharing.
我们非常年轻，也不知道怎么来分享。
But one thing that they are attracted of us.
但是有一件吸引我们的事情。
Every time we sing, the heart just flows out.
当我们每次唱歌的时候，我们心就流露出来。
Today, brothers and sisters, we need to have this kind of an attitude.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们有这样子的心智。
Because of the experiences of Christ.
因着对基督的认识。
Christ becomes so real to us.
基督对我们这样子的真实。
There is an outflow of life.
在我们里面，那个生命就流露出来。
Speaking one to another in psalms and hymns in spiritual songs.
用诗章、颂词、灵歌的彼此对说。
Speaking with grace in our heart to the Lord.
在我们的心里面用恩心被恩感歌颂神。
Now number four.
第四点。
It says here, verse five.
第五节。
For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order.And the steadfastness of your faith in Christ.
我身子虽与你们相离，心却与你们同在。见你们循规蹈矩，信基督的心也坚固，我就欢喜了。
Not only our heart is settled, knowing that Christ in His deity is able to fulfill our needs.
不光我们的心里面有确信知道说神能够满足我们一切的需要。
He says here we have an immovable faith.
我们有一个不能够动摇的信心。
He says here the steadfastness of your faith.
我们的信基督的心也坚固。
When we experience Christ.
当我们经历基督的时候。
In other words, when we had a first-hand experience of Christ.
当我们亲自经历基督的时候。
No one can tell us otherwise.
没有人可以告诉我们其他的事情。
We will echo what Paul said.
我们可以跟保罗所讲的。
For I know whom I have believed.
因为我知道我所信的是谁。
This know is not only knowledge.
这个知道不是头脑里的知识。
This know means I have experienced.
这个知道是我经历了。
So I know whom I have believed.
所以我知道我所信的是谁。
I am persuaded that he is able.
我也确信他能够保守。
Today, brothers and sisters, he is able.
弟兄他能够保守。
So because you have this kind of a faith.
因着有这样子的信。
We can stand hand in hand, shoulder to shoulder with all the brothers and sisters.
我们就可以跟弟兄姊妹手并手肩并肩站在一起。
No matter how what kind of temptation comes in.
不管是有怎样的试炼。
No matter what kind of false teaching comes in.
不管是怎样的虚假的教导。
We will never be moved.
我们不会被动摇。
Because our faith.Is established in the faith in Christ Jesus.
因为我们的信是建立在基督耶稣里面。
And not only that.
不光如此。
It says here that and you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him.
第六节，你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行。
This is a reminder.
这是一个提醒。
Paul reminds us we are saved by faith.
我们保罗提醒我们是因信得救。
Then we also should walk by faith.
我们也应当在信里面。
We are saved by faith, not by sight.
我们是凭信而得救，不是凭着眼见。
A lot of times.
很多时候。
For after becoming Christian for so many years.
当我们得救很多年以后。
We started to be influenced by the environment.
我们就会被周围的环境所影响。
We are being influenced by what people say.
我们会被周围人所说的话影响。
Today we need to return back.
我们今天需要回转。
We need to walk by faith.
我们需要在凭信而行。
What is to walk by faith?
什么是凭信而行呢？
It's to focus attention of this very Christ.
我们需要把注意力集中在基督身上。
Who is the foundation of our faith?
是我们信的根基。
The foundation of our salvation.
是我们得救的根基。
He is what? He is the solution. He is the source of all the nourishment in order for us to grow in life.
他是我们能够在生命里成长所有的那个来源。
He is the source of the strength in order to fight against the enemy.
他是我们力量的源泉，使我们能够来胜过仇敌。
He is the source of all light and guidance to walk the way God wants us to walk.
他是我们生活的带领，使我们能够活神所要我们走的路。
It's not what other people said.
不是说不是别人所讲的。
It's what God said.
是神所讲的。
He is the source.
他是那个源头。
That's why in Psalms chapter 1 verse 3.
所以那个诗篇第一篇第三节。
Let us read Psalms 1 verse 3. Okay.
我们一起来读诗篇第一节。
I like this verse.
我非常喜欢这一节。
Psalms 1 verse 3.
第一节第一章第三节。
Let's begin verse 2.
第二节
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doth he meditate day and night.
唯喜欢耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
In other words, his love is on the word of God.
他所爱的是神的话。
And there is a result.
这里有一个结果。
And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water.
他像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
In other words, he is so deeply rooted.
他换句话说是这样子的，深深的扎根。
In Colossians verse 7, it says, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith.
在第七节，在它里面生根建造，信心坚固。
Our roots is deeply rooted not in doctrine but in Christ alone.
我们的根不是扎在那个教训上，我们的根是扎在基督里面。
Our nourishment
是我们的营养。
Our strength
我们的力量。
Our guidance
我们的带领
is on Christ Jesus.
是在基督耶稣。
So we are just like a tree planted by the rivers of water.
我们就像一个树扎根在溪水旁。
And it says here, then we bear fruit.
所以我们就接按时候结果子。
Bear fruit in His season.
按时候结果。
In other words, there is an expression of life.
换句话是有生命的彰显。
Like in Galatians chapter 5.
在加拉太书第五章。
We bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
我们就结出圣灵的果子。
There is love, there is patience, there is a long suffering, so on and so forth.
有仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、信实、良善。
But it doesn't end there.
但是不结束在那里。
It stays here, and his leaf shall not wither.
它的叶子也不枯干。
In other words, always fresh.
所有都是新鲜的。
You know, sometimes we become old, right?
很多时候我们就变得老了。
Sometimes when I look at the mirror,
我很多时候我看看镜子。
I told my mom, Mom, I'm getting really not good anymore.
我跟我母亲说，我实在是看得不怎么样。
There is a receding hairline.
我头发也掉了。
There is a losing of hair.
我头发也开始掉下来。
There is wrinkle.
脸上也开始长皱纹。
Let me tell brothers and sisters.
让我来告诉你。
A person who is deeply rooted in God.
在一个深深扎根在神的里面。
In his season, he bears fruit.
在他的暗时候，在暗时候结果子。
He is always fresh.
他总是新鲜的。
Outwardly, we might become old.
外面我们可能会变老。
But every time you speak.
但是每次当你讲话的时候。
There's freshness.
就有一个新鲜。
People feel like there is something that I don't know. I want to know about him.
有人们会觉得说，关于这个人，我想知道更多。
Brother, do you want to be that kind of person?
弟兄姊妹，你想成为这样的人吗
？This kind of person is a role model in the church.
这样的人是教会里的一个模范。
In this kind of person, you know what? Can able to withstand all kinds of false teaching.
这个人就能够站住，能够在所有的教训面前能够站得住。
And it says that whatever he did, he shall prosper.
不管他做什么，他凡事他无论做。
无论做什么 ，prosper。
凡他所做尽都顺利。
In other words, everything that he does is prospering. Why? Because God is leading the way.
因为神的带领，所以他凡事顺利。
Why do sometimes we put our we hit roadblocks?
为什么有的时候我们会走不下去了呢
？It's because we walk our own way.
因为我们走我们自己的路。
Brother said we walk around in circles.
我们就绕着圈子走。
We never get into the promised land.
我们不能够进到迦南美地。
But the person who is rooted in God.
但是那个扎根在神里面的人。
Not only he bear fruit.
他不光是结果。
Not only he so fresh.
他不光是新鲜的。
Whatever he did, prosper.
他所做的尽都顺利。
It is so smooth.
是这样子的顺利
，because God is leading him way after from one step to the other.
因为是神带领他一步一步
，until what he met the Lord in glory, amen.
直到他在荣耀里遇见神。
But brothers, we just want to be that kind of person.
弟兄姊妹，我们想成为这样的人。
Especially in this age where all kinds of teaching is coming out.
尤其是在末世有各种的教导出来。
Have you heard that this that in New York they passed a law?
你听到纽约好像又在通过一个法案
，that they can what abort a baby in full term.
他们可以把一个已经四十个礼拜的孩子婴儿可以流产。
This is murder.
这是谋杀。
But people are trying to what to take in this kind of a you know.
但是人们这样接受这样子的接受这样子的接受这样的运行。
I was listening to the news.
我在听那个信息。
And they interview a lady.
他们就采访一个人。
They said you are having a baby, and what is the gender?
你在怀一个孩子，他的性别是什么
？He said, "I won't determine the gender yet."
他说我不决定这个他的性别。
She or the person, the baby will be the one to determine the gender when he is old enough.
这个婴孩长大以后，他来自己决定自己的性别。
What kind of nonsense is this?
这是何等的无聊
！But yet this is practiced by people in the world today.
但是这就是世人所做的事情。
So especially young people.
尤其是年轻人。
Don't go with the fashion and the trend.
不要随着世俗的不要随着世俗。
We only had one fashion. We only had one culture.
我们只有一个文化，我们只有一个文化。
Christ and Christ alone.
就是基督和基督自己。
We speak of one thing.
我们讲一件事情
，Christ and Him crucified，
就是基督并他钉十字架。
All our living is dependent upon what the Bible says。
我们所说的我们所依靠就是神的话。
Then we will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water。
我们就像树栽在溪水旁。
Then lastly, number six。
第六点。
It says here, then we will what? It says here that rooted, built up in Him, established in the faith, and you will have been taught abounding therein with thanksgiving.
在它里面深根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更增长。
In other words, when we are established in Christ,
换句话说，当我们在基督里面深根建造的时候
，when our heart is encouraged,
当我们的心被激励的时候
，because we are deeply rooted in the words of God,
当我们在神的话里面深根的时候
，then in our hearts there is gratefulness and thanksgiving.
在我们里面就有一个感恩的心。
We say we can be right here today not because of what I know, but because of who Christ is.
今天我们在这里不是因为我所知道乃是基督
How do we know a church is a healthy church?
我们怎么知道教会是一个健康的教会呢
A church is a healthy church because there's a lot of thanksgiving.
因为教会里面有很多感恩的心
When people come together,
当人在一起的时候
there's a gratefulness of heart.
有一个感恩的心
There are a lot of praises.
有很多的赞美
Thank God for who He is and who He is to us.
为了神所示的感谢神，也为了神所对我们的感谢神。
May our heart be encouraged once again.
愿我们的心能够被激励。
That in this perverse, crooked generation.
愿这个弯曲悖谬的时代里。
Let us stand as lights in the world.
让我们作为明光照耀。
Let God have mercy.
愿神怜悯我们。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, this morning we come to you.
主，今天早上我们来到你面前。
Our heart is full of praises.
我们心里充满了赞美。
Because you are the foundation in which we stand.
因为你是那根基，在我们站在上面。
Or else is sinking sand.
其他都是流沙。
You are the only one which we can depend upon.
你是那个唯一我们可以依靠的。
We even cannot depend on ourselves.
我们甚至不能够依靠自己。
Because we continue to change.
因为我们一直不停地在变。
But thank you, Lord, you are the unchanging one.
但是你是那个不改变的。
You are the same yesterday, today, and forever.
你是耶稣基督昨日、今日、直到永远都是一样。
Our heart is rooted in you.
我们的心在里面生根。
Lord, may you continue to speak in our hearts.
愿你向我们心继续说话。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名。